Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Joining us right now, the great media reporter from the Daily Caller, Amber Athey, who was watching all of the craziness yesterday. Amber, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you. So yesterday there was a ton of material that you had to work with, and that press briefing, wherein Dr. Ronny Jackson comes out, the White House physician, and discusses the president's physical, revealed a lot about mental states of the press, I think, in the room. What were the highlights for you in that briefing?
There were a lot. It was definitely pretty wild. All of the reporters basically seemed so shocked that the doctor was saying that Trump was healthy. They just couldn't believe it. And so to them, the doctor must have been hiding something. He must have been, you know, keeping something in his notes away from the press that would have proved that Trump was unfit for office. So there was a range of just absurd questions. One reporter even asked if Trump had a drug addiction after the doctor already said that he doesn't use drugs or alcohol. Another reporter asked if Trump slurring his words during a recent speech could have been an indicator that his cognitive ability was declining. And then Jim Acosta implied that the doctor was hiding things from the press because they may have been too private to share, basically just unable to accept that Trump could possibly be healthy, that there must be something behind the scenes that they're not hearing about.
How do you assess the subtext to all of that? What animates those particular questions?
Well, the press has been talking about Trump's mental fitness for office basically since he announced his run. CNN's Brian Stelter has been a big pusher of this theory. He talks about it almost every Sunday on his show, Reliable Sources. And so the press has been running with this idea that, you know, if they can just prove that Trump is unhealthy, then he'll be removed from office and Democrats will be able to take over somehow. They'll be able to fulfill their dream of impeachment. And so all of those theories kind of collapsed in front of their eyes yesterday, and I think they were really upset by it. A few people actually took to Twitter and said, well, the doctor lied about Trump's height because he didn't want his BMI to be obese. He wanted it to just be overweight. Other people wanted Trump to step on a scale in public to prove that he actually weighs 239 pounds. And it's an interesting contrast to what happened with Hillary's health during the election, when people were questioning, you know, why is she being dragged like a sack of potatoes into a van after a 9/11 memorial? And why was she appearing to have seizures in public events? Those were all treated as conspiracy theories.
That's right.
And we were told that we weren't allowed to question Hillary's health. And yet when reporters do the same thing about Trump's health, even as a doctor comes out and says he's perfectly healthy, they're just raising important questions.
Well, stop asking questions, you sexist.
Amber, do you remember, did we have the same type of openness and same type of questioning of the doctor under President Obama or George Bush? Anything like that?
No. And actually, under Obama, what would happen is the doctor would release a statement. He would release basically a piece of paper describing, you know, some of the major health, components to the president's health. And there was no press briefing. There was no question and answer session, and certainly not an hour-long question and answer session where reporters were able to repeat the same thing over and over again and imply that the doctor was lying. And this is the same exact doctor, mind you, that performed President Obama's medical exams. So for them to question his credibility now and not under the Obama administration, when they were releasing far less details, says a lot about what they're wishing on the president.
Yeah. And meanwhile, President Obama was like sneaking cigarettes in the Rose Garden. I saw somebody yesterday, Brent Scher, pointed out on Twitter, between Jim Acosta, Sanjay Gupta, the doctor who was there, and the guy who used to work at Playboy, or I guess does still. Anyway, he works for
Brian
CNN
Harum,
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That they accounted for about 15 of the questions yesterday going after the president of the United States' health. What is it? I mean, you've been watching CNN a lot. What is it particularly about the president that gets that network so riled up?
Well, I think their problem is that CNN has always touted themselves as a subjective news network, and it's really hard for them under Trump because they dislike him so much. They they view him as a racist, as a sexist, what have you. They're very much in line with what you would see on MSNBC in their typical talk shows, but they're afraid of showing it. So I think they try to do it in an underhanded way that makes it seem all the more nefarious. And so they end up coming across as very desperate, acting like they're being real journalists by asking if the president has a drug addiction, when really they just sound really silly.
Does this, and all of these questions that were asked yesterday, the ridiculous questions that were asked anyway yesterday, does that change the odds for the fake news awards? Is Jim Acosta no longer a favorite?
Yeah.
Acosta still has to be a favorite, in my opinion. Yesterday afternoon, he kind of earned his stripes when he yelled out at the president after one of the president's appearances. I don't even know what he yelled, but he likes to yell at the president, ask if he's a racist, you know, just normal questions to ask after a speech. And he claimed on Twitter that members of the administration were screaming in his face to prevent him from asking a question. And then, of course, Trump responded, "Out," at Acosta. So I'm sure that upset him greatly. And the president surely will not be happy with those actions as well. So I would say he's definitely still a top contender.
He's a contender. He's going for best actor at this point.
That's right.
In the award ceremony, which, by the way, what's the status of that award ceremony?
Well, it's supposed to happen today. They're supposed to be announced on Twitter, but the White House has been pretty mum about the details. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens there. But I think everyone is really excited for it. And I hope they do decide to go through with it, because I think it would provide great fodder for social media and just for reporters out there.
By the way, if you're curious what that sounded like when Jim Acosta was following the president around yesterday, when the president finally told him to get out of the room, here's the clip of that.
Ms. President, did you say that you want more people to come in from Norway? Did you say that you wanted more people
Thank
to come in from Norway?
Much.
Is that true, Ms.
Thank
President?
Thank you very much. I want them to come in from everywhere. Thank you very much, everybody.
Just Caucasian or white countries, sir, or do you want people to come in from other parts of the world where there are people of color?
Thank you. Jim, thank you.
Out. He says out, and he points to the door.
He pointed, too. Jim Acosta also got the finger point. Out.
Wait, what is Jim Acosta complaining about? The president actually answered his question and then says, yeah,
right.
Okay, out.
Yeah, well, Jim Acosta has been doing this at just about every appearance with the president over the past year. He'll even do it at events where you're not supposed to be asking questions. He just yells out. I mean, it's standard practice for reporters to do that, but he treats it like a personal slight if the president chooses not to answer his question. Mm-hmm. And in some ways has even suggested that the president is being unfair to the press, or he's somehow violating the First Amendment by not answering questions that are called out when there are no questions on schedule and there's a press briefing on the same day. So Acosta will run to Twitter and he'll say, well, how dare this president treat the press this way, even though it's pretty standard for a president to leave after one of those types of press conferences without answering questions. And it's something that happened in the Obama administration as well.
Well, even though he's deployed domestically, I feel like he's probably searching for that combat pay. Thank you, Amber Athey. I really appreciate you helping us sort through all of this nonsense this morning.
Of course. Thank you all for having me.
Sure thing. Coming up, we're going to talk about California and New Jersey and their ongoing status as sanctuary states. Unbelievable stuff. 7:15 now, though.